Miss Matty.
Miss Matty, come here, they come, cock your ears, they come. I know you love this sauce.
Is one now? Cause me know you're very fast, you know.
Hey,
you know, see, see your sister Punzi grandson that over upon the host up over there.
But wait, a junior that gets so big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, but it's why I'm do upon the host up there.
Oh, what is something name again where only rich people can afford that? It's something where you connect to the sun to get light.
Oh! You mean solar energy?
Yes.
But see ya, at that punty I put Panaro stop. Real poppy show.
Matty, you not get the bigger picture, not true. You're too slow, man.
You know Cecilia Junior I put up the same thing them.
Rockstone! That mean the boy got skills.
You know, remember said the boy did go to CAP?
Mm-hmm.
I think it named the Career Advancement Program, yeah.
Yes.
I just saw him go and get him training. Mm-hmm. See the boy go to and go further him skills and tongue big solar installer.
Boy, Jenny, me proud of him. I wonder if me can send for me one go there. Cause the CAP program, they look like a something good.
Over 10,000 Jamaican youth have benefited under the Career Advancement Program CAP since inception in 2010. The initiative offers a wide range of skills and competencies to young people 16 to 18 years old. It is focusing on providing opportunities for all learners to identify, understand, choose, and prepare for careers they wish to pursue. Come September, the program will be offered in over 100 centers island-wide, moving from just under 50 in previous years. CAP provides young Jamaicans with the opportunities to gain certification in diagnostic aptitude, capability assessment, career counseling, as well as school and work-based apprenticeship. Several young persons on completion of the program have been placed in various organizations to pursue career goals. CAP graduate Jerome Williams, while enrolled in the program in 2012, received the opportunity to sit additional Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC subjects. Jerome now works as a solar installer at Future Energy Corporation. He says CAP definitely helped to prepare him for his current role.
During the year CAP program, I learned a few things that I could use in the solar field now, like building battery up to the grid for inverters and a few more stuff.
Delano Scott recently graduated from the Marcus Garvey High School's CAP initiative. While enrolled in the program, Delano garnered sufficient experience in data operation, which he now utilizes as a store clerk.
I never know how to use Excel to teach my SBA in social studies. So right now, I'm just understanding of and the calculation them of balance the budget and everything. To continue, it helps persons who don't get enough CXE can keep them focused on something that they want, like that skill here.
Delano is grateful he was enrolled in the program. Director of the Career Advancement Program, Kenesha Campbell, says the initiative provides training in 42 technical and vocational skill areas to students across 14 sectors. These include welding, plumbing, food preparation, turf management, and allied healthcare. City and Guilds vocational programs are also offered.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information continues to believe that every child can learn and every child must. And so no child should be left behind in our education system. Through the Career Advancement Program, the ministry has been able to engage approximately 4,000 students for this year. This year, the ministry will be increasing the amount of participants in the Career Advancement Program to over 10,000. The ministry is really pleased to be offering this program because of the promise that it offers our young people.
The Career Advancement Program is offered in partnership with the Heart Trust NTA, National Youth Service, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, and the National Transformation Program.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.